So track number one off her debut album, Last Rodeo.
Is
Last Rodeo. Did you look at that? And I remember when we wrote that song, I'd say we had about half an album already done. Mm-hmm. But when we wrote Last Rodeo, I feel like a switch got flipped in our heads where we were like, this song is going to change it all. And kind of like, this song kind of says a lot.
Well, I remember, I think that was that same day we came into the label and we were playing them songs that we That's were right. excited about.
We almost didn't even have time to write that day. We almost didn't even write it, but luckily our co-writers, they were willing to wake up at 9 a.m., which
that never happens.
Nah, we don't wake up that early, but we got in there early. And I remember we wrote that. Sometimes we write songs and they take forever, sometimes days, weeks. But Last Rodeo, we like wrote that thing so fast, produced it so fast.
It was 5 hours total.
The same thing that we posted on TikTok, we did that all in like 4 or 5 hours. Yeah. And it was nuts. And I remember when we started showing that song to everybody, that was the one that people were like, and we were like,
I got to brag on the music video real quick, too, because that honestly, to me, at least, that was the most fun one we've ever done.
Well, I got to brag on you.
Yeah,
Jerry, you had your acting, man, like, debut, and it was
just a lot of hours.
We all wanted to act in our music video, and that was really important to us, but I was really nervous to follow it up after your scene, because you just really dug so deep. It was like some Netflix stuff, man.
Your Tom Cruise run.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, you even did the Tom Cruise Mission Impossible
run.
I've seen it run
so many times, I had to like recreate it. You know?
Do you remember you literally almost passed out? I tried to tell you, good job. Yeah. You go, stop.
I have to apologize for that because I was method acting. I actually had a couple beers before I started because I wanted to portray my character. But that was not a good idea before running because the director, Gus, he was making me run like as fast as I possibly could, and he made me do it over and over and over again. So when I saw you guys, it was a bad time.
And working with Gus on the music video was—I loved it because I felt like he was really trying to bring out the core meaning behind the song. Which I know when we wrote it, it kind of stemmed from I had that breakup. But when we wrote it, we wanted it to be super universal to anybody who was just dealing with, you know, feeling like they got knocked down, need to get back on their feet, you know. Just we wanted to write something super motivational that anyone could see themselves and relate to. And I felt like Gus really brought that out in the music video. And it, you know what, it hit me kind of crazy. You know, the lyrics to this song, it's a really up-tempo, fun song to do live, and people really get into it. But the lyrics are really powerful. And I felt it really hit me when we played this song live the other week, and we had that girl in our meet and greet. She had that tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Or she wanted us to make her a tattoo of the lyrics. Said, I might be bruised, but I ain't broke.
Can I tell y'all something really, really funny about that? Two nights ago, I just had like this epiphany that I spelled "ain't" wrong. When
I thought you might have put the apostrophe,
I put the apostrophe in the wrong spot, and I realized that when I sent it "ain't," or I put "ain't" in like a caption. Oh no, I was making the lyrics for the TikTok that I posted the other night, and I realized I was like, oh my gosh!
Wait, so did she?
I put "ain't"
Hoping her tattoo artist is like, don't get it like that. That's horrible.
Listen, we're singers, not spellers.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.